With that in mind, you probably know my drill. We are going wall to wall right to our first guest. He is an NFL draft prospect. He played wide receiver at Tennessee. He was a unanimous All-American. He was a first-team All-SEC-er. He's a Biletnikoff Award winner as the nation's most outstanding receiver, led the nation in receiving TDs with 15, and he appears courtesy of Hyatt Hotels and the World of Hyatt. He is Jalen Hyatt. What's going on, man? How are you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Doing good. Thank you for
having
me.
Yes, sir. It's good to see you. All right. So, listen, before we talk about some of the things you're doing this week, I know the season did not end the way you had hoped, but, man, it was an amazing season. An amazing season for the Vols. What does it mean to have played such a central role in the resurgence of Tennessee as a national power? Because you, my man, were right in the middle of it.
Yeah, you know, obviously didn't get to the end result that we wanted to get to. But at the same time, man, just blessed to be a part of that team, you know, a part of the brotherhood that we had there. We had a great year, but I'm excited for what they do in their future for sure.
All right, so to be the best, you've got to beat the best, right?
Yep.
And not only did you beat Alabama this year, you yourself had five TDs in that game. You never forget a day like that. But when you look back on it right now, what do you remember most about that game and that day?
I'll say the crowd. I say when they stormed the field, took me about 30 minutes to get to the locker room. It was crazy. But at the same time, great atmosphere, something I'll never forget for sure.
Dude, crazy cool or crazy scary or both?
It was both because it was a swarm of people. I was on the ground one time. And at that time, I'm just thinking about how can I get out of here and get to the locker room, you know. So
that sounds pretty scary.
Yeah, it was scary at some point. But you know, when I got to the locker room, met Peyton Manning, and you know, lit a cigar with him. So you know, like I said, it was something I would never forget.
Dude, take me through that. What was that like, man? That had to be pretty surreal.
Yeah, no, it was for sure. It was for sure. And really, it was a lot of VFLs in there in that locker room. And just seeing Coach Hyatt proud and seeing my family proud, I think that was the biggest thing for me.
Jalen Hyatt's joining us. Speaking of Coach Hyatt, Josh Heupel, man, he's done an amazing job, obviously, in coming in and setting the culture, but in turning it around as quickly as he has. In fact, how much did you personally improve under his guidance, both on and off the field? What does he mean to you?
Yeah, he means a lot to me. Helped me mature, helped me bring back my confidence. And not only that, I feel like the confidence of this team. I mean, you know, we went from being 3-8 to, you know, being a 10-win team. You know, so it was a big difference for us, definitely put us on the map. But now I'm excited to see what their future is and, you know, proud of what, you know, Josh Heupel has done there.
You know, I think it's really interesting what you just said, that he helped you bring back your confidence. I read your stats at the top, man. You had an amazing year. You had an amazing year, and you're a really, really good player. But even the best can kind of get up inside their own head sometimes. Did you at any point lose confidence?
Yeah, you know, one thing about me, man, I get in my head a lot, you know, and just think too much. And you know, when you think on the field, you know, that can
you're dead.
Yeah, no, exactly. That exactly what it is. And this year I didn't think, you know, just went out there and play, went out there and have fun, you know, and all the other stuff was played its part. So that was probably the biggest thing for me.
Dude, I can't tell you how much I respect that you just said that one of my issues was, and the thing I had to work on was, I would get up inside my own head. Yep. People don't want to own that. People don't want to accept that. But we all do. We all get up inside our own head. What was your process for getting out of your head?
I think just wasn't thinking. Just go out there, you know, let your body do it. You already got the repetition as far as in practice. You already done everything in practice. You already done the hard work. Game day is supposed to be easy. You know, you're supposed to go out there and have fun, you know, and that's what we did this year. And only that, when you have a consistent quarterback and Hendon Hooker, makes the job, you know, a lot more easier. So,
dude, that helps a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I think the message I'm getting from you is, man, do the work. Preparation breeds confidence, and then trust the work that you've done.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Trust the work. Yes, what about Hendon? How much did he mean to you personally, and what was it like to play with him?
Yeah, you know, obviously one of my brothers on the team, like I said, you only go as for a team, you only go as far as your quarterback. When you have a consistent quarterback, when you have a leader in that room like him, and how he led that team, it just speaks volume to what type of player he is, and not only that, what person he is, and what he has done for us and that team, man, it's amazing.
Jalen Hyatt, starting us off on this Wednesday, I'm going to talk to you about your relationship with Hyatt in a minute, but what about NIL? Like, to me, it's long overdue. The players are finally allowed to share in the revenue that they have always helped to create. How have you gone about kind of balancing and attacking your job on the field versus developing your brand off the field? Because that's a new deal.
Yeah, it's new. You know, it's new to college football, and we had to learn it. In college, we had to learn about brand and how you can make your brand better. You know, there's a lot of things to it, and it's still new. You know, it's still new. I learned a lot so far. But at the end of the day, you got to know what your goals are. And my goals were, you know, getting to the National Football League. I want to get to the NFL. Want to get to the next level, and that always been one of my dreams. So I always keep the main goal, the main goal.
You keep the main thing, the main thing, yes, and you're gonna get that, yes, opportunity. Sir. So give me an idea. What does your individual work look like going right now? Doing right now as you get ready for the combine, you, yep, get ready for your pro day. What are you spending the majority of your time on right now?
You know, right now we're focused on the combine, you know, so the 40 yard dash and other things that come with the combine. I'm working two times a day. So, you know, I get in there and, you know, focus on the combine, and I'll come back at 2:30 and, you know, either we're lifting, doing leg lifting, or, you know, arms. So, you know, it's a full day every day. We work all the way from Monday to Saturday. So, you know, no days off.
And by the way, that's how the combine is. And I'm, yes, sure you're getting ready for that, because they're long days, they're full days. And of course, dude, the combine, I mean, it's the biggest job interview in the world,
yep,
right? It's really,
exactly,
critical. But things can get weird. And usually weird is good, but sometimes weird is just weird. Mm. Like, what are you going to do when a team hits you with, yo, man, are you a dog or a cat? Because they ask that kind of crap,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, nah, they, you know, that's how, you know, they're trying to see
that's
the reaction.
That's how they get down, dude.
Yeah, they're trying to get your reaction. They're trying to see what, you know, what breaks you, what gets you. But like I said, just having the team, the best team around me, you know, just to get me right for combine prep. And like I said, but at the same time, it's been fun, though. You know, it's been an amazing journey, and, you know, you want to have fun while you're doing it.
That's really smart. It's really, yeah, smart. You got to,
yes,
enjoy,
sir,
it. You have to,
you
embrace
have to,
that process. You got to enjoy it. Let me ask you this. As you get ready for the NFL, obviously there's some really dynamic, explosive wide receivers in the game right now. As you yourself get ready to enter the league, who are some of the current guys you respect and admire most?
Yeah, you know, I'll definitely put Devontae Adams up there for sure. Just what he has done when he was with Green Bay and now with the Raiders. You know, always back-to-back 1,000 yards. A guy that, you know, is a true definition of wide receiver one. Another young guy that I really like is Justin Jefferson. What he has done, just, you know, a big play guy, just like Devontae Adams, elite ball skills, and decisive route runner. He can do a lot of things, and not only that, he take over games. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, and that's what you want in a wide receiver one. You want a guy that can take over games. You want a guy that can live up to the big moments. And
I love what you just, yep, said. That's what you want in a wide receiver one. Break that down for me. What comes along with being a wide receiver one? It's one thing, yep, to be the first option, but it's another to be a legitimate wide receiver one. What does that mean?
Yeah, you know, wide receiver one, it, like I said, you're the best, you know, best of the best. You're going to get the best corners on you. You're going to get the best matchups on you. And the expectations are higher for you. But at the same time, you get the ball more. You know, at the same time, you can make more plays. But to be a wide receiver one, though, you have to live up to expectations. You have to live up to hype. You have to prove people wrong. And that's what I'm trying to do when I grow into the league.
See, I like that. Are you in it to prove people wrong, or are you in it to prove people right?
You know, both. You know, yeah, both. You know, I have my team that, you know, I know they're with me through every step of the way. Want to prove them right. Then you always have your doubters, and, you know, you always want to prove them right as well. Prove them wrong, I'm sorry. You don't want to prove them right. But,
no,
like
you
don't
want to prove them right.
Exactly.
You don't want to prove the haters right, man.
But
they're just here to hate. You don't want to prove them right.
But like I said, man, it's been a fun process. I'm enjoying myself up here in Arizona. That's the biggest thing, and taking advantage of everything. But just ready for, you know, the steps ahead, and ready for what I can do and how I can grow.
All right, so let's talk some business off the field. You're teaming up with Hyatt Hotels, yep, and the world of Hyatt. It makes sense given your last name. What are the deets? What are you doing with these folks?
Yeah, you know, it took a while. We took the whole season to, you know, finalize the partnership. You know, it's a lot of things that come into play to it. They had to see what type of character I am, what type of person I am, and that's what I respect about them. And, you know, what we did at the end of the season when we had our bowl game was we was in Miami facing Clemson, and, you know, they help all the families, my teammate families out with hotels. And, you know, when with bowl games, when you go to hotels, as far as with families, it's hard sometimes, especially if you go in a big city. It's expensive, you know, with hotels, and especially how long you're staying. It's a lot of things that play in part to it. And what they have done for my teammates' families, man, it was amazing and blessing because, you know, most of the families came. We all had a great time. And most of them seen their sons play. And that's the biggest thing you want out of it. So it's a big family thing. And they're very genuine. That's why I love it.
Family is everything, man. Everything. You got to have your family.
Yes, sir.
So before I let you go, let me ask you this. You've got a lot on your plate, but are you locked in at all? I know you're locked into your deal, but are you focused at all on Sunday's game? How about that matchup? Who do you like and why?
Yeah, you know, I like both teams. I like Jalen Hurts. I love the Eagles. I love the Chiefs, but it's just so hard, man. It's just so hard to, you know, bet against Patrick Mahomes and what he can do. I mean, the dude is just electric and decisive and, like I said, consistent. You go as far as your quarterback. I say that always to everybody because that's just true. I can't bet against him. I can't bet against Patrick Mahomes, and I think the Chiefs come home with it.
You know, it's funny. I keep going back and forth on that because you're right. When you look at Patrick Mahomes, and I think the guy, honestly, I think he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. And that's
exactly
the thing I respect. Exactly, right? That's what I respect most about him. We know athletically what he can do. We know in terms of arm talent what he can do. We know this guy can do things that nobody else can even fathom or think of. But, man, he's got a chip on his shoulder still.
Exactly.
What's that
exactly.
say about a guy that good that he still has that chip?
Yeah, it brings fire to him, you know, brings fire to him. And we all know what he's do. We all know what he's capable of and the player that he is. And I think with that extra fire that a lot of people have him, you know, doubting him, I think that's going to bring more out of him that, you know, we hadn't seen yet. So it's going to be a great game, great matchup. I like both teams, trust me, but I think the Chiefs come home with it.
Jalen Hyatt joining us and doing so courtesy of Hyatt Hotels in the World of Hyatt. My man, that's not an easy thing to do, what you just did. You sat down, you set the tone, you opened up the show for me. Much respect.
Yes,
good job,
sir.
Jalen. I appreciate
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. I
All
appreciate
right.
you.
I will look for you as soon as you find out where you're going to live and where you're going to work and who you're going to play for, man. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Jalen Hyatt, that's how you do it. Like I said, that is not easy. Somebody's got to set the tone for the entire day, and he just did. Knocked it out of the park. Appreciate that.